Last fall, Greg Bentley wanted a horse to give to his son. 30-year-old Andrew Bentley was born with Down syndrome, but his condition has never interfered with his love for the thoroughbred sport. Trainer Eddie Graham went to Keeneland last November and purchased Hardest Core, now the pride of Andrew Bentley Stables.
He enjoys racing, and Bentley's won a lot of races over fences for Rusty Carrier, and he can tell me every horse that's run against Clarence Code or Stop and Listen or big horses they've won. He loves racing. It's his passion. He watches it at home all the time. So for him to be here is a big deal.
Soon after the Bentleys acquired Hardest Core, he was beset by some serious health problems himself.
We cut him, and apparently the vets were saying at New Bolton that he had a hernia high up, real high, even when he was still a colt. That could have been bothered him. So when they cut him with that hernia up there, made it easy for the intestines to come out. And I turned him out. You know, I always turn out afterwards, or we ride him or whatever. And I saw him laying in the paddock, and I was like, oh, you gotta be kidding me. My dream is gonna be gone. I got my friend Emery and Josh Taylor to come down and help, and it was a close call. I mean, we couldn't get him up, and finally, some miracle, he got up, and we got him to New Bolton Center, and New Bolton Center were great. He was in the feed tub 2 days afterwards. He's pure, tough. He's class.
Family and friends mean a lot to Eddie, a former steeplechase jockey who knows the ups and downs of the racing game. His wife, Wendy, and a lot of his friends help the barn in any way they can. And friendship even extends to his selection of jockey, Errol Louise Voss, for Hardest Core.
He's great on the turf in the East Coast. He's actually a friend of mine, too. I played basketball with Lake, Scott Lake, and all them guys, and John Service and all them. And they're a good crew back there, and I got to know Voss. And Voss says, you know, put me on one if you have something. One thing I've always learned, loyalty goes a long way.
3 for 3 this year, including an Arlington Million victory. It's been a dream run for Hardest Core's friends and family. Winning the Breeders' Cup turf would be icing on the cake.
It's been crazy. It's been really crazy. It's exciting for everyone, and we're all enjoying it.